Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
Yeah, it's great to have with us the Red Sox poet laureate, Dick Flavin. Great to see you, Dick.
Good to be aboard. Good to be aboard.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I have an opening day poem. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
The long snowbound winter casts a dark pall till one day an umpire hollers play ball. Then skies start to brighten. Blue displaces gray. Baseball springs eternal. It's opening day. The birds start to sing. The trees are in bloom. The umpire's dusting home plate with his broom. It's a brand new beginning, something we all cheer. It's baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there. And baseball playing, it's a Happy New Year. And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good.
Well, yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And that is the Red Sox poet laureate, Mr. Dick Flavin, who was out and about yesterday, bopping around town.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I'm guessing that is not a paid gig. I would have to imagine that is not something that is.
Well, I mean, he makes all of his mad bank from his Red Sox Rhymes book that he released.
Yeah, and they're not good. In the fact that they are basically limericks. So I would say that they're not very good.
Yeah, he just does it for the love of the game there.
Fred. Yeah. Don't know quite how you get that gig.
I think you just kind of hang around Fenway.
It doesn't exist anywhere else.
Does any other team have a poet laureate? Well, that's a good question.
Well, no.
I've been around two teams
no.
quite a bit, and there's the Cardinals, to my knowledge, don't. I'm quite certain the Tigers don't.
What about outside of the sport of baseball? Maybe like the, you know.
Like Manchester United has their own poet laureate.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, the Bengals. Yeah.
A lot of the WNBA teams like to wax romantic.
How many word rhyme with the F-bomb if you're a Bengals fan?
Yeah, so... I mean, he shows up places. I'll tell you that
he definitely does.
I mean, he's out and about. He's got something to say.
Yeah.
They haven't put him on TV in a while.
Oh, he was on. He was all over yesterday.
Yeah, well, I saw that he was yesterday. You couldn't not see him. He was bopping all over the place.
So yeah, I saw him up close and personal yesterday at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about Truck Day and all of that entails.
God. Yeah, Truck Day, not, from what I saw, heavily attended. Dan was telling me that they threw...
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. That crowd is old.
Oh. Well, That's baseball in general. That doesn't have anything to do with truck day. The average age of people who watch baseball closely is like 60.
Dan
to start
was saying
with.
That they were throwing out these like squishy like baseballs.
Yeah, I was there for that.
And that they were just like rolling away.
That's right. They hit the street just and bouncing off.
Yeah, like they yeah. were not. They were not items that were sought after.
It was like Michael Scott organized something. I think
that's like when he had the fun run for rabies.
right.
And he ate the chicken Alfredo before the race because he thought he had to carb up. Yeah, so it's like the fun run for when he hit the woman in the parking lot and broke her hip.
I mean, the least you could have done is had your ducks in a row by the time the Super Bowl was over. I mean, because immediately, you know what happens is once football's over with, everyone starts looking at everything else that they've been neglecting and, okay, now I can truly get all in on, you know, the Bruins and the Celtics. But then, of course, when the very next day is truck day, and you don't have a manager, and you're about to trade your best player, and you're in the middle of this scandal where you're still being investigated for... I mean, at least get the ducks in a row that you can control by the time the city's attention is immediately turned your way.
Wouldn't it be fun? I mean, if they thought that they had to wait to trade Mookie Betts before truck day, again, they're so delusional. Like, that they had to dump the Dombrowski news... Like, everyone's going to freak out if Dombrowski wasn't the general manager. Like, yeah, you're okay with the Mookie Betts news. That's okay. No one's going to, you know, commit Harry Carey. You're fine. I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. But, yes, there it was sparsely attended, to say the least. But Rich was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine Rich had to have at least been seen on TV, because if not, they really, I don't know what they showed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Fred, have you not seen the stuff Joe Gies has been putting out there?
No, I know you're behind Dick Flavin.
Yeah. That's the first thing I noticed when I saw the video. Oh, there he is.
Dick Flavin is like a guy that does speeches at the library.
Like outside the library, talking to the wall?
No, just like one of those people that like, oh, hey, I'm at the Lexington Library. You know, come see Dick Flavin. And then, you know, there's like 15 old people that just happen to be there.
Because they had nothing better to do.
No, they're just there anyway. They're there anyway. Because who needs to spend all those money on books when you can just go into the library and all the knowledge is there?
Oh, the old Red Sox rhymes. I bet that was a big seller.
Sure. I it's poetic. It's like the nerds that are in Ken Burns baseball. Like the guy with the walrus mustache and the patches on his tweed coat.
It was marvelous.
The green.
Ode to John Henry, 2005. We all have dark secrets that nobody knows. This is my confession. Are you ready? Here it goes. I've killed John Henry, the son of a bitch.
Kind of angry.
Yeah, got angry there.
Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's Flavin for a bitch.
A Hymn to Larry, 2006. Clown. He simply disgusted us all by peeing his pants and unleashed a mighty blast. These things are upsetting. They leave quite a scar. Larry, you scoundrel, you sneak. Is that why, you rascal, you gave me the shaft? You're full of Larry.
You know what? The Red Sox need Larry Lucchino badly at this moment. They really need him badly. They need a guy for everyone to focus their anger on who doesn't care.
I don't think anyone cares about any of this.
There are Red Sox fans out there who care.
Okay.
They're a little older than the rest of us, but they care.
I don't. They care.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good.
Again, I think it's this delusional idea that the Red Sox feel like everyone's just completely focused on them.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Hey, guys, we better get this Dombrowski news is big. We better get just dump this when no one's paying attention.
And then the whole city went, you fired Dombrowski? What's going on over there?
Yeah, and then ownership.
Opening day, 2013. Baseball springs eternal. It's opening day. The feds might show up and take me away. The birds begin singing. The trees start to bloom. The setbacks will surface. The losses, the gloom. Things couldn't get much worse.
Now, is that music really in the background?
Maybe.
Because he has an audiobook?
Yeah. It's his Red Sox rhymes, the audiobook.
Okay. And
that's just the depressing version of it.
No, I understand that, what's going on there. But is Take Me Out to the Ballgame behind all of them?
No.
Okay, so it's just him talking?
It's just him talking.
So you're supposed to pop that in the old car stereo and let it go for a ride?
I don't see why not.
Well, I can think of a lot of reasons why not. Is that you're completely wasting your time.
Pop it at the old 8-track.
Oh, the 2013 Red Sox. Well, at least someone's happy, and that's Danny Roach. At least he is excited.
Even he wasn't even, like, on Twitter yesterday, over the top, overjoyed. Like, I mean, he might have retweeted something.
But he's put emojis out, at least in text messages, with, like, palm trees and sun. Because he gets to go down to, I think, so, which leads me to believe he's going to Fort Myers this year. So, yeah, he's pretty excited. You get to camp out there for a month and a half. Pitchers and catchers.
Tuesday. Week from today.
Oh, no, he did retweet the Dick Flavin video.
Oh, yeah.
The one with me in the background. So, yes, he did retweet that.
For you or for Dick Flavin?
He just said it's not Red Sox Truck Day. He didn't even like comment on it. He just retweeted Joe Giza, who's one of the guys who works with BZ. He says it's not Red Sox Truck Day without the poetry of Dick Flavin.
Okay, so what happened in Iowa? They can't read the votes?
Yeah, they screwed up the counting of the votes, and I guess the official release of the results is later on today. How many people vote in this thing anyway?
In Iowa?
Yeah, I mean...
half dozen.
I don't know why they're having such a problem there, but yeah, it's a cluster.
No, I could only imagine with technology how that would be possible. All right, Rich, what are we going to talk about?
Well, let's talk about the Celtics, and with the trade deadline right around the corner, there is now steam building on a legitimate trade partner for the Celtics.
All right, so we will have that for you in just a moment.
Thatcher and Rich.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Boston sports fans start their day with Thatcher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Thatcher and Rich.
What's up? We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last night?
Well, despite the injuries, the Celtics just keep on winning.
Tatum to Jaylen Brown, two-hand slam. Boy, it's almost like you could see it coming. Timeout, Lloyd Pierce.
Boy, he read that one perfectly. Looked off the defender, saw that Brown was wide open, laid a little bunny on him.
Celtics come roaring out of the gate. They go 8 of 9 to start the quarter, and they have their largest lead.
Well, with Kemba out with a sore knee, Marcus Smart with a thigh injury, and Cantor on limited minutes, the Celtics still beat up on the Atlanta Hawks 123-115, despite some of the sloppiest play I have seen from this team all year. Jason Tatum, that's all-star Jason Tatum, rather. He was excellent as always.
Hayward going to his left. Bounce pass in the pocket. Cantor catches. Diagonal into the corner for a Tatum three. Got it. Great ball movement. Hayward to Cantor to Jason Tatum for the open three. Tatum's got 26. Boston by 6 with 4:04 to go.
And he finished with 28. That's right, 28 points, 7 rebounds on the night. Hayward was excellent as well. He had 24 points. How many games in a row now is that with 20-plus for him? I think that I don't think he hit a bump. I believe he's probably at like 6 now. And Jaylen with 21. But the real surprise came from the bench last night. Well, not a surprise for me, because one of the guys that John knows that I'm the president of the fan club and have been for a while. How about this guy making something happen on the stat sheet?
Wanamaker, season opening, drives, runner off the glass is good. Big swing in this one.
Wanamaker wanted to get that foul deal. He was looking for M1, didn't get it.
He knows not to stare at people now to get teed up the other night. Brad Wanamaker's been big in this game. He's got 12.
Oh, yeah. President in chief of the Brad Wanamaker fan club, John Wallach. I've been testifying by him for years.
You
now
wanted him to start, Rich. It's a little
different. No, you said Rozier or Brad Wanamaker, and I said you absolutely get rid of Rozier, and I'm happy with Wanamaker.
I see. All
That's right. what I had to
All
say.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Now, do you not agree that
Wanamaker's an excellent backup point guard? He is.
And that is.
Don't lose
point.
Anything. No. You were a little over the top, if I remember correctly.
Well, that was before I knew they were going to get Kemba Walker. But, at the time, it was pay Terry Rozier a ton of money or what else. And I'm like, well, if that's the case, I would rather get rid of Rozier and just have Wanamaker be the guy. I've had faith in you, man. I've had faith in you the whole time, Brad.
Right.
He's a gem of untapped talent. He was unleashed for 16 points and 5 assists last night.
Unleashed,
I tell you. And then you had this guy putting down the Magic the Gathering cards for a moment to light up the stat sheet as well.
Wanamaker for Grant Williams. Puts it to the floor, drives past Collins, hangs in the air, and scores off the window. A spectacular fourth quarter for Grant Williams tonight in Atlanta, and the Celtics are right at the finish line. Timeout, Lloyd Pierce.
Come alive, big fella. Young man, do your thing. Rumble, young man, rumble.
13-6 for Grant Williams, and the Celtics lead 119-113.
There's only one player in the NBA that can make Max speak gibberish, and his name is Grant Williams.
It's a good thing, too, because they're running out of big guys. They don't have any big guys left. And even though Grant Williams isn't a big guy, in today's NBA, they can get away with him out there for a while.
He's not a big guy at all, but he had a much
6'5", maybe.
Much needed 13 points and 6 rebounds. However, in the fourth quarter, he was very much a part of the sloppiest 12 minutes of Celtics basketball I've seen this season. A whopping 10 turnovers during that frame, including Grant Edwards, who somehow passed a ball to someone in the front row who wasn't wearing a Celtics jersey. That was odd. And then there was a was it Javonte Green who did that super cool behind the back pass?
It was
to
picked off.
Absolutely nobody that once again was a Celtic. Ugly ending, but the team gets the win. That's now 7 of the last 8 with a few excellent wins against some really good teams in there. We had not talked about it, but Philadelphia was definitely impressive. They've been beating good teams. Now, the Hawks are not one of them, but they took care of business either way. Brad Stevens, here he is on that ugly fourth quarter.
Have you ever seen the movie Major League?
Yeah.
We pitched like Ricky Vaughn that whole quarter. I was just watching that in there with our staff. At least we got a laugh out of it. So I don't know. We just threw it all over the place. I feel like we should apologize to all the fans sitting around the bleachers.
Yeah.
I was laughing, too, when you made that reference.
It was awful. Unfortunately, Daniel Theis had to check out of the game after he suffered a third quarter ankle injury. Here is Brad Stevens immediately afterwards on his condition.
Well, the first thing that he got hit in the face twice and then hit his head on that thing. So we're going to make sure he didn't have a concussion. He was cleared for that and then cleared for the and then the ankle. They told me he was probably good. And then 10 minutes later, they told me it was starting to be sore. So I wasn't going to put him in I probably wasn't going to put him in regardless. My hope was not to put him in.
Yeah, the reports are that it was a sprained ankle and that it swelled up pretty bad right after it happened. He does, however, hope to play against the Magic tomorrow night. So it seems like it's not anything too bad.
No, he didn't break anything, but, I mean, all of us have had ankle injuries. You don't feel it right away, and then you wake up the next morning and things are a little bit different. Oh, you haven't?
No,
okay.
My ligaments are too strong.
Well, yesterday, Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted that the Celtics have kicked the tires on Houston Rockets big man Clint Capela, a name that's been circling around in rumors really since the beginning of the season.
It doesn't seem like a lot of the writers are overly excited about Clint Capela.
I don't know why they're not. They should be. With the trade deadline on Thursday, Danny's obviously looking for a big man. That's the one thing that's basically been keeping them from, I guess, being considered as a serious contender in the East.
Yeah.
And Capela is almost exactly what they'd be looking for. He's averaging almost 14 points and 14 rebounds a game and almost 2 blocks per game.
He's fourth in the NBA in rebounding, and he's one of 10 or 15 guys in the NBA over the last 2 years that averages a double-double. He's a relatively cheap
I don't know guy. Why they're getting rid of him.
He's 2 years. This is the second year of a five-year $90 million contract. In today's NBA, a big man making less than $20 million a year
and
averaging a double-double is a good thing. And the other thing is he doesn't need to shoot the ball much. And the Celtics have enough guys to do that. I mean, he doesn't take a lot of shots. He'll rebound the ball for you. You don't have to run plays for him. But he's very active. You know what's most important about Clint Capela? He plays Joel Embiid very, very well. And right now, the Celtics and Sixers would face each other in the first round of the playoffs. So, and there's a good chance anyway you're probably going to face Philadelphia in the first round of the playoffs anyway. And he had, I think, 30 and 14 rebounds last month against Embiid in a Rockets win. So, I mean, this is a guy who plays Embiid well, and that's one thing you're going to need. And how many times have we talked about this? Over a 7-game series against Philadelphia, you're going to need a big guy to match up on Embiid. And even though the Celtics beat the Sixers the last time out, I think over a 7-game series, Embiid wins out.
Well,
so you need a guy like that.
The big question is, how much is it going to cost? Now, according to Brian Windhorst, the Barnacle, he speculates it's going to take Daniel Tice, Romeo Langford, Vincent Poirier, and at least one first-round pick.
Cantor as well, is what I'm reading here.
Well, the money would be too much if that's the case.
No, unless you
took out like one, I don't know, who would you take out?
Well, for $10 million is what they're saying in The Athletic.
Well, $10 million is, how much is he making this year?
It's prorated of what he has left on this year's contract.
It would take $10 million, and it would take Tice, Cantor, Romeo Langford, and Poirier.
That's too much money, though.
In a first-round pick.
Well, Cantor's making nothing.
Isn't Cantor making like five or six?
I don't even know if it's that much.
Okay, see, I thought he was like around that much, but I mean, and maybe that's the case. I could see maybe Tice or Cantor, but either way, as much as I like Enes Kanter, and Daniel Tice has been really good, Clint Capela's better than both of them. I mean, he's absolutely better than both of them.
And you have him signed for another 3 years.
Yep, and so, I mean, I'm cool. I mean, Tice has been good, but it's a pretty good move that finally makes you a legit threat in the East. Here's Jackie McMullen yesterday on the rumors and the talk about maybe some of the more important pieces being part of the trade.
Adrian Wojnarowski keeps dropping those bombs. Some more details reporting one of the teams engaged with the Rockets on a potential Capela trade is the Celtics, Jackie McMullen. Hawks also remain possible. According to Woj, the Rockets want first-round picks they can flip for another center and a wing like Robert Covington or Andre Iguodala. What do you think of Boston getting involved here, Jackie?
Well, if they give up picks and maybe some of the younger players, I could understand that. I'd put them way over the cap. Some money has to go back the other way, so
right.
I don't know how it works salary cap-wise. Certainly it's a need for the Celtics, but I don't. If you're giving up Marcus Smart or Gordon Hayward, forget about it, because they're not going to do that.
But I don't think they're going to do that,
no,
right?
Absolutely
so if there's
not.
Talks going on, wouldn't it have to be, by definition? They've got 3 first-round picks this
they've
year,
got, they always
right?
have a ton of picks, and they do have a lot of young players that have good talent, you know, with some upside.
And by the way, they're kind of, I mean, it's sounds like, not really confirming, but I think that their sentiment is the same that I've been hearing like with other writers, that the Celtics are not going to give up Marcus Smart or Gordon Hayward. And to be quite honest, it's no deal if you have to give up Marcus Smart. But that deal that Brian Windhorst proposed seems perfectly feasible, and I think a good move to make in that case. I mean, the first round pick, that's what's going to hurt the most.
They have so much young talent. I think the last thing they need to do is get younger.
Can you help me with
giving them a first round pick.
Can you help me answer this? Because that's the one question that I have about all of this. Why the hell are the Houston Rockets getting rid of this guy? I mean, because if he's gone, Do you know how tiny that team is?
No, they want another wing. Remember, they wanted to flip and get Iguodala from Memphis. I have no idea, but I can tell you I watched some of that Rockets-New Orleans Pelicans game last weekend. It was on national TV. Houston didn't start a guy over 6'6". I mean, they have fully embraced small ball. James Harden was guarding, you know, the Derek Favors, the Pelican center. So,
in quotations, guarding?
Yes, in quotations, guarding. Kind of with his hand out to just make sure he knew where he was.
Yeah, he just kept an eye on him?
Yeah, kind of looked over occasionally.
And by the way, someone on Twitter makes a pretty good point. They say Capella would be even a better player without ball hoggers Harden and Westbrook.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a decent point.
I mean, maybe, but I think his function is basically the same. Go get the ball and put it back in the basket off
sure.
a miss. They don't run plays for him. It's not one of those guys. He's a guy whose average shot distance is like 5 feet and in. So, but he's very active, he's very young, and he's very affordable, so I would do that trade.
And, of course, Danny Ainge yesterday was on the pregame with NBC Sports Boston, and he of course downplays any kind of movement. He says he likes the centers that they have. He's very happy with what they have, but obviously Adrian Wojnarowski knows what's going on. And to be quite honest, it's the right move. If he ends up making the trade the way it's proposed right there, where Daniel Tice and a first round pick is your biggest thing you're giving up, you have to make that move.
Yeah. Capella has been dealing with a heel problem, but it's minor.
Okay. What else is coming up, Rage?
Oh, we got more Tom Brady news. People camped out at his house.
All right, here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Celtics take on the Orlando Magic this Wednesday from Rafters inside the TD Garden. Rafters is a social club with stunning views and a bunch of great craft beer options. Go to tdgarden.com/rafters to learn about a Rafters membership. What else is going on, Rich?
Well, I thought Tom Brady said in that commercial written by somebody else that he wasn't going anywhere. The Daily Mail yesterday. It's always the Daily Mail from the UK. They published pictures of a moving truck outside of Tom Brady's Brookline home on Sunday. On top of that, an assistant was seen bringing flat FedEx moving boxes and packing tape into Giselle's SUV that was just outside.
Must be nice to be able to FedEx everything. I mean, Lord knows the cost of that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they just save their FedEx boxes.
Maybe that's the case. I'm
not quite
sure.
They have just a storage room where they get something from FedEx and they just keep the boxes. They're you know, very cost efficient.
Or maybe just instead of paying for the boxes, they go to the FedEx store and just snag a bunch of them and bring them home until they get around it.
You don't get the visual. Well, I'm leaving.
From experience, they only let you take like 8 dozen.
There was a guy that I know who was he worked for this landlord, and he had to go into this one person's apartment one time. And when he walked in, she was the definition of a hoarder. He said when he stepped in the place, it was something out of a nightmare. What she hoarded were those free postal service boxes that you send things in, like the flat rate boxes. You know, the ones that you can put whatever you want in there, and for $5 you can send it anywhere in the country. She had thousands of them from the floor to the ceiling,
just stacked all around. You couldn't see any of the walls in her home. It was all, and in each one were different things that she had sorted all over the house.
Well, you know, storage wars, how they like, you know, buy the storage room and they go in.
Yeah.
I've talked to a guy, I've talked to a couple guys that like kind of dipped their toe into the buying the storage units. And you can call in if you've experienced this, because if you ever bought a storage unit, I would imagine you have. 617-779-0985. A lot of dungeons. A lot of S&M dungeons. A lot of guys that were married who had outfitted them as dungeons.
I've been at a storage auction before, and it was because when I was in college, that was a place where you could get like cheap furniture, and they would auction the stuff off. And if you needed a couch, you know, you would sit there and you would auction against these other guys for a couch. I remember I got one that was just like disgusting for, I think $12.
We always went to the rental store where you could buy the old couches in college.
Yeah, and they were just, and it smelled awful, and you'd find stuff inside of the couch.
Well, then you don't buy that one. I mean, you gotta shop around.
I mean, that was before IKEA, where you could get a real couch for like $7.
So the guy was like, I've talked to two people who've done it, and they're like, if you think you're gonna go walk into a room full of riches, that some guy who died or left it, it is not quite the case. People use those things for a lot of stuff that ain't storing.
Well, with all that moving that Tom Brady's apparently doing, TMZ released a glorious video of Bill Belichick out on the town in Miami. I'm sorry, I mean, chill Belichick. If you like pina coladas. Miami Bill might be my favorite thing that's happened in the last, like, several months.
Miami Bill's still not necessarily happy. He's got that.
It's like it's a painful smile.
Yeah, he's got a smile that doesn't show any teeth.
Right. It's like when the Grinch's heart grows three sizes.
Yeah, it just seems like he's forced everywhere by his girlfriend.
Well, this video was just the best. It was like Chill Bill with his lady leaving a dinner in Miami in which they were dining with our own Dan Lifshitz. I'm sorry, I mean Matt Patricia. And as soon as they walk out of the restaurant, they are swamped by the press. But for about 3 minutes, none of them knew where the hell their car or car service was, and it looked like Bill was in hell. All these people coming up to Bill, and like people ask him to sign stuff. He's like, no. And then Matt, he's like, where's the car, Matt? And Matt's like, I've got this person on the phone. And meanwhile, his lady, Miss Linda Holiday, couldn't have been more pleasant to the camera people. They were loving it.
Yeah.
He's not going to answer.
Has Tom told you what he's going to do? Everybody want to know.
Yeah, we never get to see you down there.
Excuse me. One last question. How weird would it be to put to coach against him? Take care. Hey, sorry, Bill.
Bill wanted none of any of that. He would just find a happy place.
I saw this, and the first thing I thought of is Linda Holiday, like, loves cameras and loves the attention.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bill wants nothing to do with it, but she's out front. It's kind of like when she invited the whoever it was over to the house to talk about their dog.
Yes.
And Bill wanted nothing to do with it.
That's Shelly the Schnauzer.
She's got good squeaker.
She's good in all five phases of being a dog.
That's right. He hated them every second that he was on camera. And Linda Holiday's like, check this out. This is fun, right?
I just like getting an autograph from Bill Belichick. It's like, now I'm on easy street.
Pretty good with this pause, too.
Thank you, Bill Belichick. I appreciate
it. If you could give me your autograph, now I can retire. Pawn shop. I have Bill Belichick's autograph on the back of a parking ticket. Oh, well. Let me see. I'm putting this at $5 billion.
I saw somebody set up a Twitter account specifically for the top buttons in his casual shirt that he wore to the Gronk Beach party that were right near where his chest was. It's like, these are the type of top buttons that Bill Belichick likes. They're lunch pail buttons. They put in all the hard work.
I mean, that's...
keep things together. Underappreciated.
Well, don't ignore the holes of which they go into. I mean, that's really what's putting the stress on things.
Well, the Super Bowl, a lot of people watched. They averaged 102 million viewers across several channels and streaming outlets.
Count me as one of them.
Yeah, that's right. The number was up from last year's big game, which averaged roughly 100 million viewers. The Super Bowl in 2015, where the Patriots beat the Seahawks, still the most watched in history with 114 million. Is that the most watched television event in history?
No.
I know MASH for a while. I think that might have beaten MASH.
I don't know. The final Growing Pains has got to be up there.
It could have been.
That's right. That's when Leonardo DiCaprio just... It was the first one written by Tarantino. He just murders the family. That was the last Growing Pains.
It was the return of Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing. Well, it is the return. Listen, hey, the PC police have lost. Last Man Standing is back on the air. Ugh. I can tell you that much. Have you seen The Last MASH recently?
The Last MASH?
Yeah.
Actually, I have within the last year.
I never liked MASH.
I did, and I watched it.
It was because it was, I think, it, like, when was it done? Like, what, we were kids.
Yeah.
When,
83, something real like young. That? Yeah.
So what happens is that Alan Alda's character, Hawkeye, is on a bus, and the North Koreans are, they're, like, going to come after him, and so... He is on this bus, and this baby is crying, but he imagines it as a chicken. And the woman has to suffocate the child because the child had been crying, so he envisions it as a chicken. This is a real feel-good episode. And then he's at a shrink, and then like he has this breakthrough, and they let him go. And who is the other guy? His friend.
Hawkeye? Yeah. I mean, Klinger? BJ or Klinger? BJ was the guy he was in the same tent with.
Yeah, BJ. Yeah. He gives him a ride on a motorcycle to the helicopter and
yes.
They take off.
That's right. And then it says, said goodbye as he pulled away. Yeah.
Right. It's MASH got very heavy at the end because they started letting Alan Alda have the like keys to the kingdom. And he was like,
"You never let Alan Alda have the keys to the kingdom."
Well, I mean, he got pretty dark. I mean, they killed a baby in the last episode.
And then
I mean,
Klinger came in dressed like a woman. Went, "Hey guys!"
Yeah, Klinger, I think, just like dressing as a woman, because I would guess after 5 seasons, you would be aware that this is not getting you out of the military.
And well, he stopped after a while. At the end, he stopped.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, yeah.
How many seasons in?
It took about 5, 6, 7.
Because the joke never got old.
I know. After a while, he took over. See, Radar left the show. He took over for Radar.
Radar left the show?
And that's when the cross-dressing stopped.
Radar was on After MASH.
Yes. Radar was in the original movie, and then he was on the TV show for about 5 or 6 seasons. Then he finally left. Klinger took his job.
To do what?
I don't. He went back to Ottumwa, Iowa to help his mother.
No, I know.
To the
but
farm
like,
or something.
They must have kicked Radar off the show.
Yes. I don't know why.
But then he was on After MASH.
Yes. Gary Berkoff's like, I'm tired of this MASH thing. I'm going to go find my own way. And then After MASH, there he is.
He was originally cast as Indiana Jones. Radar. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Well, it looks like Mookie Betts is all but gone.
All right, so we'll have that for you in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. Hey, I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian, Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So keep on rocking, Shad the Devil, and do some feel-good stuff at big old 4-0, you man. All right, see you later.
All right, caller number 10 right now is the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Celtics take on the Orlando Magic tomorrow night from rafters inside the TD Garden. Experience easy entry through the street-to-seat elevators and killer views from whatever those are called seats. Go to tdgarden.com/rafters to learn about a Rafters membership already.
Ken Rosenthal, what say you?
At this point, Matt, and I said it last week. Actually, I said it a week ago.
Oh, did
Monday,
you? Hot shot.
This is going to happen. Mookie Betts is getting traded.
That's a hot take.
And the only question is when and where.
Yeah, now we have gotten confirmation from a bunch of other people, including
Ken Rosenthal. Whoa, you had it a week ago? Wow. Well, la-di-da.
I will never rip on Ken Rosenthal after he called out Johnny Gomes.
I'm not ripping on him. I'm just saying, like, you know, oh, okay.
He thinks he's better than all of us.
Well, he is better than all of us.
What did he do? Oh, boy. Hey, really?
So, John, I need you to kind of walk me through this. Because
I can help.
Okay,
I know as much about baseball.
He's
as
got the
does.
Glasses, so I immediately talk to John.
I have glasses on today.
That's a good
today.
Point.
Okay,
he does.
So yep. You do. You are stats man today.
It's not stats. It's being aware of the
what's going on.
I have no idea who these guys are. Okay, so right now, what everyone is saying is that today or tomorrow, you are going to get. Matter of fact, the word that was spreading around Truck Day yesterday was that the deal has been done, but they've been holding it back because of the death of Kobe Bryant.
That's what we were talking about on Friday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What? How disrespectful to make a trade in the wake of the death of Kobe Bryant because they...
How could you possibly do a business transaction?
Can you imagine the Bryant family sitting down and knowing someone had the audacity...
You couldn't have waited?
...to do business days... I could see the day he died, but, I mean, the audacity of people to... conduct business in other sports.
I'm just reporting the word on the Truck Day streets.
I heard that Dick Flavin wanted to get, he had a rhyme for Betts in his poem, so he didn't want to screw it up.
He did not want to do that. But so what they're saying is it's either going to be today or tomorrow, more than likely, and it is with the Dodgers. Now, okay, tell me a little bit about these pieces that they're getting. Are you hearing it's David Price included? Because I've seen both. I've seen with and without David
Price.
The
argument is that the Red Sox want the Dodgers to pick up all of the $96 million left on David Price's contract.
Which they will not
do. And the Dodgers are pushing back. That would keep Price from being included in the deal.
Okay, so let's say it's just Mookie Betts?
Yes.
Who are these people that the Red Sox are going to get?
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Johnny boy. Let's see what you got.
Alex Verdugo?
Alex Verdugo is an outfielder, one of the best prospects the Dodgers have.
But not the
made
best.
The majors. Made No, not the best. Gavin Lux is the best.
But he's
their infielder.
But it's being said that he will not be included.
Lux, no.
Yes.
Verdugo, yes. Verdugo is considered one of the centerpieces. He is a nice young outfielder.
Now you're getting crazy, but I'm telling you, Rich, so as a layperson... that they're saying that their best prospect will not be moved. And by the way, the Dodgers, for a team that is in the World Series a lot, has the third best farm system in baseball.
Yes. They've drafted exceptionally well.
Yes.
Yes.
Jeter Downs, another name I'm hearing. Infielder Jeter Downs.
Made AA last year.
How do you know this?
Played a dozen games at AA.
It's not hard to learn.
He's a 2020 guy in single A. That's
he's
all I know.
He's a top 100 prospect.
Yes.
Okay.
2020 guy, second baseman.
What was the first name you said?
Alex Verdugo.
Okay. He must be in the majors.
Yes, he is. He was in the majors last year, young outfielder.
Yeah. Okay.
He had 12 homers and 22 doubles, batting .294.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's Ding Dong City. I don't mind that.
None of this seems like, for any reason, for a Red Sox fan to get excited. Like, this just, I mean, this all just seems like we want less money on the payroll.
Just wait till you give me the name of the pitcher that's part of that deal, too.
So David Ortiz yes. sat across from me on Friday and said, listen, this is the time to trade him because you'll get a huge bounty of great prospects. This does not sound like a huge bounty of great prospects.
That's the thing. If Betts had more than 1 year left on his contract,
yeah,
you would get better prospects. But essentially, he's a rental. Now, the Dodgers have more than enough money to re-sign him, but there's no guarantee of that.
Right.
So this is what you get for a guy who's there for 1 year.
And the names and the rankings of these prospects are enough to start to stock the coffers of your minor league system.
Finally, Peter Gammons, who is calling from a submarine whenever he's on our show, he believed that they would throw in Caleb Ferguson.
Lefty pitcher, has been in the majors, has started and relieved.
Not a tremendous
person. No, he's a guy who averages a little more than a strikeout an inning, and that sounds nice, but in today's major league, you know, you got to be better than that to be a star.
So you're getting next to nothing.
You're getting at least one minor leaguer, that's Jeter Downs, and maybe another, a single-A guy, and two guys that were in the majors last year.
Stupid question. Would you rather have those guys or have Mookie Betts for another year?
I'd rather have those guys. You're
not going to re-sign Betts. He wants $400 million, and I'm sure there's a team that's crazy enough to give it to him. And the Sox are trying to cut payroll. I think Mookie Betts is not generational, but a superstar in waiting. But the Red Sox, because of what Dombrowski did, have painted them into a corner. They can't afford him. So you're not going to get him back, so you get what you can for
him. He's a leadoff hitter that relies on speed occasionally, and I would I don't know how long he's going to be good for. He's certainly not worth the contract that he
for
wants.
This haul, though, is it worth keeping him here for his final year?
No. Because you're not going to win this year.
Yep.
You don't think so?
No.
No, the Yankees are going to be
the Yankees
insane.
The Red Sox might contend for the wild card, but you don't know how sales going to be. You don't know how Price is going to be if you keep him, because Price ended last year hurt also.
Yeah,
I mean, you have no idea. Oh,
the
by
Yankees
the way,
went all in.
Your bullpen is still shot. I mean, I guess Brandon Workman's still the closer, but you don't know what you're going to get. Chaim Bloom has spent the offseason getting four or five guys. You're like, who's that guy? Those guys are going to be pitching in the bullpen this year.
Making me jacked for Red Sox season.
Yeah.
Talk baseball to me, baby.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the Dodgers, here would be their lineup. Betts, Muncy, Turner, Bellinger, Peterson, Seager, Lux, and Smith.
Yeah, there's no excuse. I mean, that's a lineup that shouldn't just get to the World Series. That's a lineup that should finally win one. And anything short of that is unacceptable.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
All right. I don't know
Justin
if you have
Turner's got a beard.
I don't know if you have something planned here, but I want to play something. Do you have anything planned?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of stuff.
Okay. I want to play something. I was made aware of this by a bunch of people last night. I did not hear this live. I was not listening to the Celtics broadcast. But apparently, the most rare thing in the history of the Celtics happened. Brad Stevens apparently got pissed at Sean Grandy.
Really?
I heard about this.
Okay, so I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it.
Wallach is rubbing his hands.
I heard about this.
No, I had soda on
Grandy and I were texting back and forth during the game because I heard about this right after the pregame.
Did he text you about this?
No. Actually, independent of that, I had two people call me and a couple people reach out on social media. I missed it, so I was like, "What the hell just happened?"
So Grandy's texting you during the game?
No, I texted him.
You're feeding him stats, aren't you?
To ask.
You're feeding him stats, aren't you?
No.
So I got a bunch of our listeners alerted us to this, and they said, dude, something really weird happened at the pregame interview with
Grandy
Brad Stevens.
Grandy insisted to me, I haven't heard this either, but Grandy texted me back and said this was nothing out of the norm. They were just, you know, BSing back and forth.
Said like someone who don't want to get fired.
I got to tell you, Wallach got a little bit of a bulge in his trousers.
Well, it's like it's the fortunate pleat that he had in his one photo.
Right. Joe Murray, if you're listening, it looks like there might be an open.
All right, I want to hear this.
No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink. Plus, they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.